So you begin to see why this water balance is so important. First of all, it has a direct effect on blood pressure, and you don't want to be having the blood pressure being distorted by fluid levels in the body. And secondly, it's going to have a direct effect on the cells. If the ECF is too concentrated, there's not enough water in it, the cells are going to lose water, and as they lose water, they lose their ability to function. And if the ECF is overhydrated, has too much water in it, in that case, the cells are going to gain water, and that may also disturb their ability to carry out their functions. So the body has several hormones that are involved in regulating the blood slash urine volume. So think of it this way. If there's too much water in the blood plasma, so in other words, the person is overhydrated, one way to get rid of that water, probably the best way to get rid of that water that the body can use, is to convert that water into urine and get rid of it. On the other hand, if a person is dehydrated and water supply in the plasma is low, then the kidneys would want to conserve water and try to avoid eliminating too much water as urine. And so there are hormones that are involved in this. So keep in mind that that's the urine production is going to be a way of increasing or decreasing the blood volume and the amount of fluid that's present in the ECF. So let's see. One of the first ones is antidiuretic hormone, or ADH, which also goes by the name of vasopressin. And this hormone is secreted by the posterior pituitary gland, and its target is generally the kidneys. Although it does have a variety of functions, and it has a variety of, as I said, a variety of effects or functions. It regulates the amount of water that is reabsorbed by the distal convoluted tubules and the collecting ducts. And it does this in a really interesting way. It does this by changing their permeability to water. It adjusts the permeability of these parts of the nephron to water. And in effect, it makes them more permeable. It actually inserts little pores into the collecting duct membrane. And what that does is it increases the leakiness of that tube. And so water tends to leak out, and then is, again, once it leaks out of the nephron or out of the collecting duct, it can be reabsorbed back into the bloodstream. So it's conserved. And so, in other words, what antidiuretic hormone is going to do is it's going to increase the permeability of the distal convoluted tubule and the collecting ducts. It's going to increase the amount of reabsorption going on. And if you increase reabsorption of water, if you're conserving that water, you're not losing it as urine, then it goes back into the bloodstream, and that's going to have the effect of increasing blood volume. Now, think about it. What's that going to do to urine volume? Is it going to go up, or is it going to go down? Well, clearly, if you're increasing the blood volume, the urine volume is going to have to go down, because you're taking that water that would have gone into the urine and you're putting it back into the blood. And another thing to think about here is if you're increasing the blood volume, again, what is that doing to blood pressure? What effect is that going to have? Is it going to increase the blood pressure, or is it going to decrease the blood pressure? And some of you may have some practice questions that are going to be helpful for you. I'll let you work on those on your own. I want to talk about what triggers antidiuretic hormone secretion. There's two main things that are going to trigger the secretion of antidiuretic hormone from the posterior pituitary. The first is if the hypothalamus monitors the blood osmolarity. The blood osmolarity is the concentration of solutes in the plasma. And if that osmolarity becomes too high, so in other words, the blood plasma becomes too concentrated, there's not enough water there to dilute all those solutes. It becomes it takes on a high osmolarity or a large osmolarity. This is going to trigger antidiuretic hormone secretion, because it's a signal that the blood volume is too low and it needs to be increased. And so antidiuretic hormone is secreted to do that. All right. Another cause of, or another factor that can trigger the release of antidiuretic hormone is there are blood pressure receptors in the blood vessels. And if blood pressure increases, think real quickly, does that indicate too much water in the plasma or too little? If blood pressure increases, that's going to indicate that there's too much water in the plasma, and antidiuretic hormone is going to decrease because you don't need to conserve water if there's too much water already and it's showing itself in increased blood pressure. On the other hand, if blood pressure decreases, that indicates that the fluid volume in the body is probably low. And one way to help bring that blood pressure back up is to try to get some more water back into the blood plasma. And the best way to do that is to increase the secretion of antidiuretic hormone so that the kidneys conserve water.